Welcome to the Bonfire Bruja, where the history of witchcraft is rediscovered and embraced. After all, to move forward, we need to learn from the past. Hello, darlings. How are we? I hope this episode finds you well. We are rounding out the month of February with our last goddess for the month. Now, as you may have noticed, I have chosen this month figures that are very influential in witchcraft, and that is why we are where we are today. Today's goddess is a member of the Tuatha De Dan, which roughly translates to the people, the goddess of Danube. Now, in Celtic and Irish mythology, the Tuath De Dan are said to be a race of beings who lived in Ireland prior to the modern Irish. Let's see. Our goddess today is known by quite a few names. Babd Katha, Macha, Morgu, Morgan, Neiman, and she's even associated with the famous Morgan Le Fay, who, as most of us know, is the half-sister to the legendary King Arthur. I can only be talking about one person in Celtic and Irish mythology, and that is Morgan, whose name translates literally into the Phantom Queen. Now, the Morgan is a primary figure within Celtic mythology and lore. She is said to be a goddess of war and battle, a goddess of fate and death, but also of birth and rebirth and the celestial cycle. The Morgan represents motherhood, shadows, but destruction and love as well. These are the drastic changes that allow her personification to be considered a triple goddess. Amongst the triple goddess, there are actually three components or three goddesses that comprise the overall being that she is. The first being Babd. So this is spelled B-A-D-B. Babd is a bringer of death, and when visualized, is usually visualized as a crone. Of the three within this triple goddess, Babd is the fiercest. She's known as the Crow Goddess and is said to cause that chaos that is found in battle and cause frenzy within battle as well. Macha, excuse me. I think that's it. Next within the triple goddess is Macha. Macha is actually considered the more peaceful of the three, and while she is still known as the goddess of war, is also known as the summer goddess, goddess of the sun, also associated with summer fertility and love. The third goddess, Neiman, is known as a dose of poison. She is just as chaotic and frenzied in battle as Babd, and is thought to be kind of like the middle ground, but at the same time, just as chaotic. The Morgan was a gifted shapeshifter, which is a trait shared by Morgan Le Fay in Arthurian legend. Now, the Morgan can transfer her shape into a bear, a wolf, a cow, a foul hag, a gigantic woman, and a beautiful maiden. But her primary form of shapeshifting was into that of a crow. Legend says that if a crow would fly over the battlefield, it was the Morgan signaling the death of the next soldier. Now, there are a few legends that go into the later years of Morgan, and I'm going to assume that it's the evolution of the Celtic people and within their mythology. And that is that the Morrigan, even though she is part of the initial creation of beings within Ireland, at some point she deteriorates and morphs into the Banshee. If you're not familiar with a Banshee is a fairy or a death spirit whose scream foretells of impending death. To scream like a Banshee, which I know is a common phrase, comes from death. It's basically a high-pitched death shriek. And there's a little bit of discrepancy on if hearing the shriek means that you will be the next to die or that someone within your immediate family will be the next to die. I've never gotten a clear answer on that. So finally, how can you work with Morrigan? I know that's why most of the witches are here, to find out how to work with this goddess and this being. First and foremost, always make sure that you do your own research about the goddess you have intended to work with before proceeding. For the Morrigan, read the Cattle Raid of Regeman, the Cattle Raid of Cooley, and the Book of the Taking of Ireland. Those three lores right there should be enough information provided to be able to understand her. Sorry, guys. Since the Morrigan is also commonly associated with Morgan Le Fay and is seen as an evolution of the goddess into more modern legends, there's also the opportunity to read some King Arthur myths. Now, when I say King Arthur myths, I don't mean watching the modern movies. The most recent one with Clive Owen and Ewan Griffith and Keira Knightley. Go back to the original legends. There, of course, is La Morte des Fées by Sir Thomas Malory. There is Eric, E-R-E-C, by Christian de Troyes, and Vita Merlini, by Geoffrey of Monmouth. And those would be good additions to understand the evolution of the goddess Morrigan into Morgan Le Fay. But definitely make sure that you take the time to familiarize yourself with these legends, familiarize yourself with Morrigan's nature and her characteristics that shine through, to have a better understanding of whom you're working with. My next recommendation is that since the goddess Morrigan is considered a shapeshifter and is seen as one of the most prolific shifters within goddess mythology, and one who prefers taking the shape of the crow, you can either work on shape-shifting meditations or doing breath work within shape-shifting shamanic drum circles, or you can go the other route and do crow magic, working with crows, calling the spirit of the crow to mind when you're doing magic and rituals, or even something as almost seemingly mundane as becoming friends with the local crows in the area. The third way to work with the Morrigan is obviously to invoke her when you are doing shadow work, or there is the option of doing sex magic in order to work with the goddess Morrigan. The one thing I do say is with shadow work and with sex magic, do make sure that you're doing your research and you have a full comprehension and understanding of what you're tackling before involving yourself. Obviously, when it comes to magic overall, it is best to be prepared and have a full research history and comprehension of what you're approaching before you step forward. In the times when you need love, when you need healing or protection, invoke Morrigan when you need her to go into battle for you. After you've finished your invocations or your meditation time, embracing Morrigan, offerings should usually be reflective of her Irish heritage in means of your altar decor and also traditional Irish foods. Also offering mead or a strong wine, stormwater, crow feathers, foods that are red are obviously Irish foods. If you proceed with creating an altar solely dedicated to Morrigan, you want to use red or black candles, obviously statues of the Morrigan, statues of the triple goddess, with Celtic symbology surrounding, or of course, crows. That concludes this episode for me, guys. I hope that you have the opportunity to do your own additional research on the Morrigan, or go back to the two previous episodes and do some additional research on Hecate or Baba Yaga. Yikes. Take every opportunity you can to learn and to grow and to deepen your craft. I mean, after all, that is how you craft a bewitching lifestyle. Until next week, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Thank you for joining us here at the Bonfire Bruja. Be sure to leave us a review on your preferred listening platform and join our growing communities on Instagram and Facebook. I will see you next week.